Welcome to Fearlessly Failing Hot Seat. In this ep, I fire rapid questions at one of our fearlessly failing guests. P.S. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not so good at the rapid part. I get too intrigued by the awesome answers. Now, a new ep is going to drop every Wednesday. So enjoy this shorter style episode of Fearlessly Failing Hot Seat. Welcome to the hot seat. Full name. You can include middle if you want to. Some people do, some people don't.
Jonathan Pease, but most people call me JP.
I feel like I know you as JP.
Yeah, most people do.
It feels weird to
most people do.
Use your
I abbreviated name. Many years ago and it's it's stuck.
Do you have a favorite city?
Oh gosh, I love travel so much. You know what? I probably have to say New York because I lived there for 10 years. Mm. I really feel like I found my people when I arrived in New York. So I'd probably say New York, but I'm so conflicted. I mean, you know, Mumbai, where I met my wife, love.
Did you guys meet in Mumbai?
Yeah. So she was living there. That's an incredible story. But yeah, it was amazing. So I have a really deep connection with India. I mean, all parts of Brazil, Rio especially. We actually got engaged in Brazil. I mean, so many places. But look, I'd say, to pick one, I would say New York.
Yeah, I mean, the energy alone.
It's a pretty easy choice.
It's incredible. Yeah. Okay, so this is going to be hard. Nature spot.
Okay. Nature spot. Wow. You know what? I would say Iguazu Falls in Brazil, which is where I asked my wife to marry me.
Really?
It's an incredible place.
Oh.
And it's like the lesser known incredible falls.
Good. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a good little recce.
Okay. I mean, obviously, a lot of people know what Iguazu Falls is, but it's just not one of the absolute waterfalls that everyone talks about. It's mind blowing. It's incredible. So much power and energy there. And yeah, so much so that I thought I'd ask Mads to marry me there.
One of my first memories of you and Mads is Africa. I think you took her to Africa and you guys did safari. That's on my bucket list as well. Okay, if you could have a superpower, what would it be?
So funny. I was playing this with my kids just last night. Superpower.
What did your kids say?
Oh, God. I won't tell you what Ocean said, but she's a bit of a rebel. What did Kingston say? I think he said speak to animals. He's a massive animals person.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
Mine was teleportation.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be in wherever I want to be when I want to be there. So I'd love to be able to teleport around.
Yeah, no, that's a good answer.
Spend an afternoon in New York, then go to, Narongo Crater in Africa and then pop over to whatever, Iguazu Falls. That'd be lovely just to teleport around.
Yeah, no, that's a fair. That's a fair superpower.
Yeah.
Do you have any fears?
I do, many. Probably fear of flying. I'm not a massive flying person, which is weird considering I've done, some serious travel miles. So, yeah, I'm not in love with flying. I've actually gotten better recently, funnily enough. I don't know why. But, for a period I was really nervous about it. Don't know. I think it's a control thing. But
when did it flick over? Was there something that made it change for you?
Yeah, traveling with my kids, funnily enough.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know, man. They just – just watching Kingston, especially my oldest child, just watching his vibe on the plane. I was like, come on, what are you worried about?
Yeah.
And so it's really sort of dissolved.
Yeah.
But for a period, that was probably my biggest fear.
Yeah. And super common. That's not. Do you have a song that you can always go back to?
Oh.
Music's such a hard one for people.
Oh, gosh.
No bad answers. And it can be a band.
Yeah. You know what? It's probably hip hop music as a genre. So I was born in the Hard Knocks of Mossman, which is obviously a joke. It's a long way from Hard Knocks and it's a long way from hip hop. But a friend of mine introduced me to hip hop music back when I was a teenager. And it's just really stuck with me. Yeah. And I love that genre.
So fun for exercising.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I love, Biggie to Jay-Z, even some of the modern people. I'd say hip hop as a genre, and that's certainly something I go back to.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I was driving yesterday, and I went back and listened to Public Enemy's "Fear of the Black Planet." Like, it's just such a banger. Good.
Do you ever listen to before you go on stage and have a big speaking gig? Do you have like a pump up song?
I don't actually. I don't. I don't. I have a real no distractions method.
Yeah.
So I'm actually about quiet place, no small talk.
Yeah.
you know, no chatting to organisers. Yeah. And I've had a couple of things earlier on in my career that went wrong when I did do that.
Yeah. Because so, you've got the chapter, don't you? You've got the death to small talk.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm quite big on less noise, less distraction. So no, I don't have a pump up song. Mm. And look, that's what works for me. I'm fairly fiery and energetic, so I kind of don't really need that pump up.
Yeah.
And I find quietness is actually pretty good for me.
You know, that tracks. That makes sense. Mm. Okay, what about movie? Do you have a movie that you can just go back to?
Oh, my God, I'm such a movie head.
Oh, great. Oh, this makes sense because you are a director as well, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I love movies. You know what? It's a mood thing. It depends, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, everything from 16 Candles to Blade Runner.
Yeah. You refer to Blade Runner.
Yeah, I love Ridley Scott just generally. You know, gosh, I mean, even things like Sicario, like recent.
That soundtrack as well is insane.
Amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Heat.
Yeah.
I mean, so many. Like, I just
so
love
good.
Movies.
Yeah, me
and
too.
It's funny, I'm actually on a bit of an expedition with my kids. I'm going back and making them watch all my favourite movies.
Oh, how
so
good.
The other night we watched Trading Places.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God, it's excellent.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy, genius. Anyway, we watched Trading Places and now my kids are like, you know, quipping about it's lovely.
So good.
I'm going back and watching all my favourite movies with my kids, which is a lovely process.
Yeah, that's really, really cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, so for people that didn't listen to the Monday episode, go and listen to the Monday episode. Can you just give us an elevator pitch about the book? Winning the Room.
Yeah. So my belief is absolutely everybody can and should be a great public speaker in whatever genre that may be for them. This book is about helping you unlock what you naturally have, right? It's not about creating a different you, creating stuff you don't have. It's about synthesizing what you have and getting you to use it in the best possible way. So really that's the sort of elevator pitch. It's all action orientated. So there's, I believe, very little theory. It's actually about stuff you can grab and use immediately.
Yeah.
And it's road tested, right? These are things that I use every day, my teams use every day, and a lot of people that I coach use every single day. So I know it works. I've seen the results. That's really the pitch.
Oh, I love it. If we could look into a final question, if we could look into a crystal ball, what's the dream 5 years from now?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's so family orientated these days.
Ranch life?
You know? Yeah, I mean, ranch life's definitely part of it. You know, I mean, I've got 4 kids, an incredible wife. I feel exceptionally lucky. I'm not really striving for that much stuff for myself, to be perfectly frank. Like, I just don't really need much myself. But, geez, I want a lot for my kids and I want a lot for my wife. So, you know, me in 5 years is providing more and setting up more for my kids and enjoying my kids and my wife. Like that's me in 5 years. It's really not about me, to be perfectly frank.
I love it. Well, it's been an honour to have you on the pod. Thank you, JP.
Thank you.